This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Profits report today from the soap people at Procter & Gamble, the car and truck people at GM, and you're looking a little thirsty, people over at Pepsi. Yesterday, Coke reported better than expected profits, even though consumers keep saying they are more health conscious and are drinking less soda. So where's the money coming from? Nova Safo reports.
Pepsi and Coke have gone from all-American feel-good brands to being called health hazards.
A 20-ounce soda has the equivalent of 16 packs of sugar.
That was former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg. The result of this shift has been what consumer analyst Nick Modi calls the mom veto.
Mothers are not buying these products for their kids like the prior generation.
Coke's response, says Modi, sell smaller cans.
If you can give a child an 8-ounce can of Coke, that's much more tolerable than a 12-ounce can or a 20-ounce can.
And that's been working, he says. Smaller cans are selling well. Coke has also raised prices and cut costs. But industry consultant Tom Perko is pessimistic because he says Coke and Pepsi rely heavily on overseas sales.
Brazil, the rest of Latin America, Europe, Russia, the economies are in trouble, and this is all directly affecting Coca-Cola. So it's a difficult time.
The answer, Perko says, Pepsi and Coke should focus more on selling their non-soda brands. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.